After a grueling day of riding in wet and slippery conditions, just seconds separated the leaders at the finish line. 23-year-old Ben Hudson on Cat Braveheart was first to cross. The New South Welshman successfully defended his national title on the Spirited Stallion, covering 160 kilometres in 10 hours, 15 minutes and 30 seconds. In second place, local Imbul rider Kaylee Ma was just 3 seconds behind him on a Landalali. You're looking remarkably good for somebody who's been riding since 3 o'clock this morning.
Thank you. The adrenaline, I think.
What were the conditions like out there?
It was quite wet. The track held up pretty well, but there was a lot of places slippy, and the bog makes it hard for horses to run on. Yeah, it definitely slowed a lot of horses down, and yeah, it made the day a lot harder, I guess.
But Ben Hudson's race wasn't over at the finish line. Teams of supporters fed and watered Cat Braveheart and the other horses, washing them down with warm water and covering their hindquarters with blankets. They were walked, trotted, and then comprehensively vet-checked for the sixth time during the 160-kilometre event. It's not uncommon for up to 45% of horses to be ruled out of endurance races. Brian Sheehan headed up a team of vets.
Endurance riding is a long-distance riding, not like the races where it's only in a small period of doing so many furlongs. So long-distance riding is like long-distance running with human athletes. So because the horse is carrying a rider, we have to make certain that the horse is healthy and is able to continue. So we're sort of the custodians of the welfare of the horse. So our job is to make certain that before the horse can go out on its next loop, it must fit some fitness parameters. Good heart rate, below 64 beats a minute, that it's hydrated and it looks bright and has no illness from what's happened beforehand. So that's our role, to eliminate those horses who don't fit those criteria. Horses with high heart rates are pulled out. Horses that are not drinking, not eating are pulled out. Horses that are lame are removed from the competition. So every horse gets examined 6 or 7 times during the competition to make certain they meet the rigorous standards. And it's a combination of veterinary examinations and rider skills that makes this sport such a very popular sport. It's the second fastest growing sport in the FEI, which is the international body that governs endurance and dressage, eventing and show jumping.
Brian Sheehan and the other vets were kept out of the rain under an enormous arena. 99 riders entered the 122 and 160-kilometre races. It was the first event to be held at Imbul's purpose-built Stirling Crossing Endurance Riding Complex. Its owner, Matthew Sample, is aiming to lift the profile of the sport.
Our first event we've hosted is an FEI Australian Championships. We've had a turnout which is double what we thought we'd get, and I'm over the moon. I feel thrilled to be part of it, to be frank, Jennifer. Australia Endurance offers something special. It's the people who are involved in the sport. It's also the Australian horses. Australian horses are second to none in the world. The understanding that the 160 riders, they started at 3 a.m. this morning, 3 a.m., and it was raining then, and it has continually rained, and they're grinding away. The last competitor who comes in will probably take 23-odd hours to complete the course. 23 hours in a saddle, grinding away with pouring rain, getting off your horse, sliding. No doubt horses, in this type of conditions, horses fall over all the time. You've got riders falling off. And the testament to endurance riders is their grit towards finishing. And to complete is to win in many people's eyes, as it is in mine. It's a sport which gives satisfaction to all riders for what they want to achieve in their sport.
In just 1.5 years in the sport, Ben Hudson has already taken out 2 Australian titles and last year's Tom Quilty Cup, which is widely considered the most prestigious award in endurance. The former electrician was among 6 riders hoping to secure their places on the shortlist to represent Australia.
Training endurance horses is my full-time job, so I train them every day and I have a gym routine as well.
How would you describe him as a horse?
He's still only young, but he's... As his name suggests, he's got a really big heart and he just puts in 110% every time, and you always know he's got something left in the tank, I guess. And this event was a qualifier for the World Championships, so pending selection, I hope to take him over to Slovakia in September. But still have to get picked on the team.
That must be very expensive. Do you need to sort of fight for sponsorship?
It's for this sport, it's quite hard to get sponsorship. It's not as well known in Australia as other countries, but it's mostly a self-funded venture. So you have to have a fair bit of money behind you to get over there, I guess.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.